48th lesson. The English and the Americans.
A Frenchman decided to adopt British citizenship. After the ceremony, which was very moving, the clerk asked him if he was proud of his new nationality. The ex-Frenchman replied,
"Of course I am. You see," he said in a confidential tone, "now I can say that we won the Battle of Waterloo."
A couple of Polish émigrés to the United States had been waiting for 10 years to be granted American nationality.
One day the husband came running into the kitchen, waving a letter and shouting, "We're Americans! We're Americans!"
His wife turned, took off her apron and said, "How wonderful! Now you can wash the dishes."
When asked if his fellow countrymen were chauvinistic, an American economist replied,
Yes and no. An American is someone who wears English suits, Italian shoes, and French silk ties. He drinks Brazilian coffee, eats Swiss cheese with Austrian bread, and drives a German car. Then he takes a Japanese ballpoint pen and Chinese notepaper to write to his congressman, demanding that he do something about foreign companies taking away our foreign markets.
Americans have a reputation for being wealthy and generous tourists, though not always willingly.
An American tourist stopped in a tiny French village for lunch at the local inn.
He ordered an omelette, which was delicious. But when the bill came, he got the shock of his life.
"Tell me," he asked the owner of the restaurant, "are eggs scarce in this part of the world?"
"No," replied the owner, "but American tourists are."
One problem that faces the British when they visit the USA is what to call the smallest room in the house.
The Americans shudder at the word toilet. They call it the bathroom, which for English people is where one goes to wash one's hands or to take a bath. The problem is well illustrated by the following true story.
In a very chic Manhattan restaurant, an Englishman visiting the USA for the very first time asked the head waiter,
"Excuse me, my man, where are the toilets?" The waiter was outraged and replied in a haughty tone,
"Go up the stairs, turn right and walk to the back of the room. On your left you will see a door marked Gentlemen, but pay no attention. You can go in all the same."
Not all Americans are proud of their founder, Christopher Columbus, although there is a national holiday named after him.
When he set off, he did not know where he was going. When he arrived, he did not know where he was. And when he returned, he could not tell anybody where he had been. Some heritage.
Exercises. If you need a receipt, you'll have to ask the desk clerk.
Of course it's a nice restaurant. You don't have to pay the bill.
Because of the economic crisis, money is scarce at the moment.
Pay no attention to the sign. Turn left all the same.
Pack your bags tonight because I want to set off very early in the morning.
Some picnic. We sat in the car and ate a hamburger.